Dr. Chetna, the next question is regarding the word integration. You use that, you know, in the context of breath. We talked about the mind to some extent. We talked about energy also. And you also talked about relationships, because the people who are attending the meditation classes, you know, they're doing the meditations on their own to some extent, of course, and some in the group. But when they're interacting with family members, other people, the relationship aspect, could you talk more about the power of integration, like self-integration, and how the relationships are connected with that? You know, because sometimes there are conflicts in relationships that disturbs the inner space. There's inner disturbance already that causes effect on the outside relationships. So could you elaborate on that some more?
Yeah, so we have two worlds essentially that I believe in, and you can actually see it for yourself. Is one is the inner world and then the outer world. So what we're trying to do in this whole meditation series is to control, because again, remember, there is not a whole lot of things you can control in the outer world because of things happening in your life and circumstances, situations, people behaving certain ways, you know, and so you don't really have too much control if you just look at it that way on the outer world. So what we are trying to bring about here is a complete stability or integration, like we, you know, talked about before, of the mind, body, and energies inside of us in the inner world. Because now what we're trying to do is by stabilizing and keeping our inner world so strong and integrated and stable and peaceful, you can actually influence the outer world. And that is how we want to be, because then we are in charge and we can actually do something about it instead of feeling helpless that, oh, I have no control over the outer environment, and so I'm going to let it control my inner world. So that is actually a sense of empowerment that I've noticed in my meditation and, you know, thought processes and all these things, where you can really get control over it. So how does it affect relationships? Absolutely. So what happens is, most of the time when you're having a conflict, you're not listening. And when you're internally stable, you have a chance to actually listen to the other person without bringing your own conflict into the situation. So when you listen, you have a chance to understand the person, where that person is coming from, and then appropriately respond to it. In which situation the other person is felt that, you know, and felt that he's hurt, and somebody's listening.
This is respect.
Exactly. So you're respecting them, and that itself is a big sign where the conflict resolution is easier already.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then when you come from a space of calmness to express your viewpoint, it actually comes out better too. And it's not, even the tone changes, even the way you put it across changes. So that person also, you give them a chance of being in a state of them listening to you. So then it becomes more like a discussion, and it's not no longer conflict. So the conflict resolution happens much more and in a favorable way. And so it's kind of like a mutual respect, because your vibration changes. So that person can actually feel that this person is not here to actually fight with me and pick up something, you know, pick up a fight, rather than he's actually respects me and is listening to me, and actually more in terms of coming to a point where we want to resolve it amicably. So I think that makes a big difference in any situation. And at the end of it, you both actually feel good that that problem has a solution.
So what you're saying, if I hear you properly, is that all of those who are in the various meditation groups have an opportunity to really come to an inner state where there is so much integration, so much harmony, so much peace and stability, that when there are conflicts or relationship issues or disagreements or any disturbances with anything that can potentially cause a disturbance, there is there's a better way, an empowered way to handle that, to approach that. Would you say that's what you're saying?
Absolutely. That's exactly what I'm trying to say. So there's a it's much more empowered that way, then a lot of issues get resolved very amicably, where right. both parties are benefiting from that and agreeing to that. So instead of each of them sticking to their own gun, because that's what happens a lot of times. When two people are yelling at each other, they're not first listening to each other. There is no respect there. Sure. So everybody's saying that if you're not listening to me, I'm going to stick to my, whether it makes sense or not sure. at that time.
Sure.
So I think that's what it gives, you know, that's the benefit of stabilizing and integration and everything which occurs as a result of meditation.
Have you experienced this in your life?
Absolutely. And honestly, I can tell you this has happened more so in the last 6 months. And it's a conscious effort
yeah.
to do it. Meditation is definitely one thing which I have kept my routine. And that's, again, coming back to the routine. Whether you like it or not, you do it. And the more you get into the routine, you actually, when you go deeper, you want to do it. So when you get to that state, you feel the stability come along, feel this integration come along. And then you start noticing people changing around you. And it's not, honestly, it's not them changing. Again, coming back to the point, because we change. We have improved the way we start thinking and perceiving things. The perception changes from what the other person is doing. So you give them a chance and you understand them. And so things start changing. And I can tell you, because my family has, you know, told that they see a change and yeah. much and have asked me even a few times that, you know, how can you stay calm in most of the situations?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think, they've told you to, yes. I guess, in this situation.
Yeah.
And that's kind of a validation to sure. say, okay, it actually works.
Others can see. So what you're saying is that others can see the effect of your own inner development.
Correct, exactly. And that's how you change people.
Yeah.
And that's the only way to influence people, not yes. change. I'm sorry, it's influencing people mm-hmm. and inspire people.
Okay.
So that's the only way that will work. You cannot do it by dialogue. You cannot convince people by your point of view.
Yeah.
This is the only way, because they see something in you. How do you stay calm? How do you, mm-hmm. How are you, you were different before and now you're so different. What is that?
Yeah.
So that's what you want to inspire in people and say, I am, you know, an example in my family where I can motivate other people to, you know, to kind of make a difference in their own lives.
Right.
So that's the one thing I've learned, that I only can work on myself. And as yeah. and when more very and true. More I do it, I change. And that brings about a whole new vibration around, and people are yeah. attracted to you like a magnet.
Yeah, that's a great point, because, you know, in most people's lives, I think we can see that there is a natural tendency to try to improve others, to try to change others, to try to manipulate even others at times. I hate to use that word, but that happens, right? So if we don't use energy in that direction, but we use energy in really just developing oneself from the inside out, like a caterpillar that becomes a butterfly, that transforms into a butterfly, then it seems like what you're saying is really that type of an internal awakening, an internal transformative process. Would you say that that's...
Absolutely. It's an evolution. So the first thing, it comes to the next topic, but we can discuss yeah. in this, is, again, absolute personal responsibility. And, you know, we kind of call it jokingly as APR. And it is the thing which I've learned in the last couple of years, maybe in the last year more. And me and my husband talk about it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And when we take responsibility for anything, and we're not saying we're at fault, even if somebody wronged you,
yeah.
I can take responsibility on myself for how I'm going to react or yeah. respond to the situation. So what happens with that is it always comes back, it comes out favorably.
Yeah.
And this is very important for any situation you are saying that how can I, and that's what it is by saying 100% responsibility. It's not that you're responsible for the situation, but you are taking responsibility of your action or reaction or response to that particular situation.
Okay, that's good. So we'll get into that in the next recording. All right. Thank you, Dr. Chetan.